Then Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to count Israel. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, go count Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me word so that I may know their number. But Joab said, may the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. My Lord the King, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why does my Lord seek this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore, Joab departed and went throughout Israel and came to Jerusalem. Then Joab gave the number of the census of the people to David. Israel was 1,100,000 men. Have sinned greatly by doing this thing, but now please overlook your servant's guilt, for I have behaved very foolishly. The Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, go and speak to David.
God came to David and said to him, this is what the Lord says, take for yourself 3 years of famine or 3 months to be swept away before your foes while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, a plague in the land and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout the territory. Consider what answer I shall bring back to him who sent me. David said to God, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great. But do not let me fall. people.
Saw David and went out from the threshing floor and prostrated himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, give me the sight of this threshing floor so that I may build on it an altar to the Lord. You shall give it to me for the full price, so that the plague may be brought to a halt from the people. But Ornan said to David, take it for yourself, and may my lord the king do what is good in his sight. See, I'm given the oxen for burnt offering, and the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I am given it all. Nevertheless, King David said to Ornan, but I will certainly buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor turned his sword to its sheath. At that time, then David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He offered sacrifice there for the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were on the high place at Gibeon at that time. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was terrified.